AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will be going to Germany tomorrow.
The president believes that this is felt very strongly about this trip, about one of our partners, allies, that has been a steadfast, certainly in partnership with, as it relates to Ukraine's defense. And the president really wanted to make sure to go to Germany to thank Chancellor Scholz directly.
The trip was delayed so the president could stay home and monitor Hurricane Milton. The other part of that scheduled trip to Angola has been pushed back to December. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told lawmakers Western partners are increasing pressure to negotiate with Russia, but he hinted such talks would be unfavorable to Kyiv. He unveiled what he called his victory plan for the war. The Navy is searching for two aviators whose plane crashed during a routine training flight in Washington State. Idaho has issued an execution warrant for an inmate who survived a botched execution attempt in February. The Idaho Department of Correction announced it has renovated its execution chamber. The Texas Parole Board has voted against clemency for a man who could be the first in the U.S. executed over shaken baby syndrome. Former President Barack Obama is one of the speakers at a memorial service today in Washington for Ethel Kennedy.
Someone who reminds us by her example that life goes on no matter how deep the grief. That there is joy and purpose to be found, no matter what hand we've been dealt.
The widow of Senator Robert F. Kennedy died last week. She was 96. A man accused of making a threat that sparked a temporary shift in some Western North Carolina disaster recovery operations said he believed social media reports that FEMA was refusing to help people, but realized that wasn't the case when he arrived in hard-hit Lake Lure, North Carolina. This is AP News. An AP investigation shows healthcare workers in Canada are grappling with the ethics of the country's euthanasia system.
As Canada pushes to expand euthanasia and more countries move to legalize it, Canadian healthcare workers are struggling with requests from people whose pain might be alleviated by money, adequate housing, or social connections. When Canada legalized assisted dying in 2016, officials said they wanted to reduce suffering and support individual autonomy and freedom of choice, and polls have consistently shown public approval. Experts tasked with delivering euthanasia to people who aren't dying have called it morally distressing and say the legal provisions are too vague to be protective, obliging doctors and nurses to at times end the lives of people they believe might otherwise be saved. I'm Karen Chemas.
Police say a gunman suspected of critically wounding a co-worker in a shooting at California's Santa Monica College took his own life during a standoff. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.